But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
15 minutes. Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat for you here on 560 WQAM, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The heat is on. Your number one fan and number one Kia dealer, HollywoodKia.com. Go Heat.
Missed that. Haven't heard that for a while.
Why are you guys saying it wasn't on the rundown?
Because we didn't get a rundown.
I put it in Google Docs now. Somebody, you know, you guys don't check
Google Docs.
Yeah, because what's the point of stuffing your email every day if I could just send you the Google Doc? It updates every day.
He did send the live read to me in Google Docs, and I got to say, much appreciated.
Yeah, very convenient.
Very convenient.
Very convenient.
You can't be sending everyday stuff into Google Docs.
Why not? Decided,
that's the whole point of it.
Yeah, you just decided we did this?
So you just filling up another spot.
Why do I have to decide anything? No, I'm the one who makes the rundown.
We need to have a meeting before we decide to change protocol.
You don't do meetings?
Meetings.
We need to have
our
a meeting about having more
watching
meetings.
Watching Marcos put his tongue on a piece of shrimp.
Yeah. All right. Didn't realize I was sending this to. Didn't you know it was like hieroglyphics from the old Egyptian temples or something like that? I didn't realize this was so hard for everybody.
You know what, guys? I'm just gonna start doing the rundown on the cloud.
It's much more convenient. You're such a bastard. Anyway, the Heat, they win last night over the Utah Jazz 97-92. Really bad game, especially in the first half. I mean, the first half was god-awful basketball.
Brick City, by the looks of the stats.
Oh, dude. Brick City. But exciting ending. Probably too exciting. That said, Jaime Jaquez Jr. still balling on this West Coast trip.
Footwork.
He was not having any issues. Hit a huge three for Miami to put it out of reach. Him and Bam very clutch towards the end. But let me tell you something that was hilarious. So the game is closing out, right? And Jaime is going to the rim strong. Initial call was a foul. You're like, all right, great for Jaime. About to get to the free throw line. And so that would have put the Miami Heat, they were going up 90-88 with him going to the free throw line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed to do, the rule is, kind of like in the NFL, you can't challenge once the snap goes off, right? Well, in the NBA, you cannot challenge once the ball is thrown
to the player at
the free throw shooter.
Right.
So the ball was thrown to Jaime already. And the other referee, he gives Will Hardy the challenge anyway. And Spo loses his freaking mind. He was enraged.
Well,
what
if he was giving him the challenge and then the ball? You see what I'm saying? Like, because they're kind of far away.
It was bang bang. The point is, Spo is upset about it because
I can see it.
He was saying that there was chicanery and that there's too much of this going on around the league with the challenge. And Spo does not challenge. It's a crazy thing. He is by far the person who challenges the least in the league. I think he's
mad. He gets mad because he's mad that it's that damn obvious that now he's got to use a challenge.
Right. He doesn't do it. And basically almost saves it. Even though now you can have challenges, you earn challenges. As long as you challenge and you win, you get to keep your challenges. But he doesn't care. He doesn't like it. Too old school. Doesn't like it. And he was furious with this young punk, Will Hardy, who, you know, is just this whippersnapper coach. I don't like his face. You know, there's just something about him. And he's got he's got like the coiffed hair, you know, and just Spo's just done with this punk who's doing the young challenge. Now, he lost the challenge. So he was, I mean, even more enraged because Walker Kessler, they ruled that he did not foul Jaime Jaquez, that he went straight up. And that Jaquez,
only do you let him challenge, but you lose the challenge.
You lost the challenge.
Spo's got to be
heated. Now, it didn't burn the Heat too much because then they go to jump ball, Heat win the tip, and then Jaime Jaquez comes back and hits a three, puts the Heat up five. But this was Eric Spoelstra after the game.
Oh,
you got this, Froggy? Eric Spoelstra was asked about this challenge thing, and I mean, just listen to how upset he is by all the chicanery.
On a coach's challenge, if the referee places the ball into the free throw shooter's
hand. Get me started on that. What are you setting me up for?
I just want to know the rules, and I know you've
heard. I know what they talked about in the coaches' meetings right at the beginning of the year, that you're not allowed to do the shenanigans and delay the game and stand in the middle of the paint, tie your shoe, all of these things that, you know, if they tell us not to do that, the Miami Heat, we don't do that. We go stand on the line. Maybe we should start working on some of the trickery. But Brandon did a couple pump fakes, and that gave them just enough time to challenge.
Wow.
So, in other words, basketball has its own version of pulled hammy, and when it's a 2-minute drill.
That's what he's saying.
Everybody in the world knows that. Wait a minute. This guy, like, he got a sniper, right? Clock stops.
I just love the idea, though, that he does that where he goes, the Miami Heat by policy do not subscribe to trickery.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Spo, love you, buddy. That's funny. That's hilarious. That he's like, well, look. We don't look. We play the game like it's supposed to be played. There's no trickery. There's no.
I remember asking him. You remember when they were doing the crackdowns on the flopping?
Yeah.
And I asked him about this at one game after one practice about this, and he's like, he goes, we can no longer reward trickery. And I was like, what trickery? What the hell does that mean?
Oh.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
My goodness. It's hard to believe he's been a coach for 18 years, right?
It is, and then
it's been a long time.
I mean, it's crazy. But he was so mad at this whole deal.
Now, let me ask you this. Because this, and I'm going to give you the ebbs and flows of a game. Does this happen before or after the Nico thing?
This happened after. There were two Nico things yesterday. After I handed him the keys to the franchise, he did two things that I thought was going to get him sent back to Serbia. Like, I thought Eric Spoelstra was going to, I really thought that he was going to punch Nico right in the face. So he had two moves that really cost the Heat big. Nico comes out. I mean, he was cooking. I mean, the first half from Nico, just balling. Then he just kind of lost his 3-point shot yesterday. But it had nothing to do with offense or defense. It had to do with boneheaded plays. So in the third quarter, the Patty Mills, of all people. Oh, my God.
He's still playing?
He plays for the Jazz.
Jeez.
Do we have our Patty Mills greeting anywhere, Marcos? Is that still in the system? Yes, Patty Mills is on the Utah Jazz. If you want to know when you're at the end of your rope as an NBA player, you're playing for the Utah Jazz. But he is playing. They were all happy to see him. They're like, hey, whoa, we're happy to see a mite.
No minus one here. G'day, everyone. I'm Patty Mills of your Miami Heat. You're listening to Tobin and Leroy on the home of your favorite basketball team, AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Thank you, Patty. And you know, Patty Mills is obviously over the hill, long in the tooth. And what do you know? In a game where nobody's hitting buckets, Patty Mills comes out and he starts cooking. Like, just starts giving the Heat buckets. So Nico, he gets a jumper to put the Heat up five. And then they come back to within brought it to within three. And then he goes and drives to the basket. And I thought that he got fouled, but it was a very physical game. Like, Utah's got three giant intangible maulers, and they were like, bam, I thought was getting hacked like crazy in the first half. They weren't letting it go, just like in the Jaime play. They called it, they reversed it. So Nico drives to the basket, and he starts losing his mind on the referee. Like, he's like, bah! You could just see him, like, give that face. The nose was all crunched up.
Teed up.
He doesn't get teed up, but he was whining, dude. Uh-huh. So much so. Cardinal rule, if your name is not Dwayne Wade, he did not get back on defense. He did not get back on defense. So Patty sets up for the three. Kalel's left out on an island. He's got to close out. Too strong.
Foul.
Patty Mills hits the three, fouls him, and then not only fouls him, they call a flagrant foul because they called it a reckless closeout. All because Nico did not get back on defense. And Leroy, I really thought that was the end for Nikola Jovic. I thought that Eric Spoelstra was like, just send him anywhere. Send him for Bradley Beal. Send him anywhere.
Jeez.
Thankfully, he did put him back in the game, which he had to because Utah's too big. They have too many giant intangibles. So he ends up back in the game in the fourth quarter. But the Heat, I mentioned the Jaime 3, they go up 5. So they... they go up 5, and there's like 13 seconds left. Nico inbounds the ball, but like chucks it down like he's gonna have 13 seconds eradicate from the clock. He throws it right to the Jazz. It was the worst pass you've ever seen in your life. I'm like, what are you doing, Nico? It was stressful. Thankfully, the Heat come out with the win, but I was like, come on, kid. What are you doing?
Well, the fact that you said kid explains it all. He ain't 30, right? You're going to have some moments like that.
There were some bad moments, though, dude.
Only Nick Young did it well into his 30s.
Pretty wild. I thought that was going to be the end of him.
And with Spo would go, and that's why I hate playing young players.
Nunya says, it was a bad pass, but it made sense. Triple J was running towards that direction.
Jeez. All right, Drew Aller.
Oof. Man, that was something. We do not resort to trickery.
Nobody wants to see non-basketball plays or trickery being rewarded.
Oh, yeah. That was back in the day when I had it. I was like, trickery? What?
Trickery.
Never heard of such a thing. But yesterday he goes, we talked about this at the meeting. I'm like, first of all, that just sounds like who's taking the notes in that meeting? Is that Chris Quinn? He goes, Quinn, you write this down. No trickery.
No, they have meetings like that in all the sports. Like, we know when Cam starts. Like, we have a meeting on it. The officials will come in. And that's after, like, you know, when the coaches meet with them and, you know, during, you know, the owners meetings and stuff like that. But then we'll have, like, we have our own officials for, like, a week, usually when you practice against another team. But you'll have a meeting with the officials, and they'll tell you points of emphasis for the year, right? They'll show you film of what will and won't be tolerated. And so it's not like everybody doesn't know the rules. So because you know what, like, you remember when it seemed like every play was pass interference?
Yeah. Oh, that was a bad year.
Points of emphasis, right? They don't want, like, the fourth collar is now.
Remember the first game of the season this year where they called a legal formation like 9 times?
Oh, that was so horrible. I was just thinking about that.
I was like, congratulations, refs. You're really saving football.
And then they made their point for 3 weeks, and you haven't heard it called since.
Yep. Yep. All right, we'll take a break. Jimmy Butler, by the way, Miami Heat 2-2 under the suspension of Jimmy Butler.
So basically they're the same as when he was active.
I mean, one could say that.
Yeah.
But he may have been taking pot shots on Instagram yesterday. I'll tell you about that next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy
League, you're not going to even think about giving me a fine.